ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, द क्रिएशन ऑफ द फोर्थ ऑर्डर, चैप्टर 2, कंटेनिंग 35 वर्सेस। दक्ष curses Lord Shiva. Vidura inquired from Maitreya, why was Daksha, who was so affectionate towards his daughter, envious of Lord Shiva? For he is known as Shilavatang Shreshte, the best among the gentle. Why did Daksha neglect his daughter Sati? Lord Shiva, the spiritual master of the entire world, is free from enmity, is a peaceful personality, and is always satisfied in himself. Shiva is the greatest among the demigods. So, how is it possible that Daksha could be inimical towards such an auspicious personality? My dear Maitreya, to part with one's life is very difficult. Would you kindly explain to me how such a son-in-law and father-in-law could quarrel so bitterly that the great goddess Sati could give up her life? The sage Maitreya responded, in a former time, the leaders of the universal creation performed a great sacrifice in which all the great sages, philosophers, demigods, and fire gods assembled with their followers. And when Daksha, the leader of the Prajapatis, entered that assembly, his personal bodily luster as bright as the effulgence of the sun, the entire assembly was illuminated, and all the assembled personalities became insignificant in Daksha's presence. Influenced by Daksha's personal bodily luster, all the fire gods and other participants in that great assembly, with the exceptions of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, gave up their own sitting places and stood in respect for Daksha. Daksha was adequately welcomed by the president of the great assembly, Lord Brahma. And after offering Lord Brahma respect, Daksha, by the order of Brahmaji, properly took his seat. But before taking his seat, however, Daksha was very much offended seeing Lord Shiva sitting and not showing him any respect. At that time, Daksha became greatly angry, and his eyes glowing, Daksha began to speak very strongly against Lord Shiva. All sages, brahmanas, and fire gods present, please hear me with attention, for I speak about the manners of gentle persons, and I do not speak out of ignorance or envy. Shiva has spoiled the name and fame of the governors of the universe and has polluted the path of gentle manners. Because Shiva is shameless, he does not know how to act. Shiva has already accepted himself as my subordinate by marrying my daughter in the presence of fire and brahmanas. Shiva has married my daughter, who is equal to Gayatri. But Shiva has pretended to be just like an honest person. Shiva has eyes like a monkey's, yet Shiva has married my daughter, whose eyes are just like those of a deer cub. Nevertheless, Shiva did not stand up to receive me, nor did Shiva think it fit to welcome me with sweet words. I had no desire to give my daughter to this person, who has broken all rules of civility because of not observing the required rules and regulations, Shiva is impure. But I was obliged to hand over my daughter to him, just as one teaches the messages of the Vedas to a Shudra. Shiva lives in filthy places like crematoriums, and Shiva's companions are the ghosts and demons. Naked, like a madman, sometimes laughing and sometimes crying, Shiva smears crematorium ashes all over his body. Shiva does not bathe regularly, and Shiva ornaments his body with a garland of skulls and bones. Therefore, only in name is he Shiva, or auspicious. Actually, Shiva is the most mad and inauspicious creature. Thus, Shiva is very dear to crazy beings in the gross mode of ignorance, and Shiva is their leader. On the request of Lord Brahma, I handed over my chaste daughter to Shiva. Although Shiva is devoid of all cleanliness, and his heart is filled with nasty things. Maitreya continued, "Thus, Daksha, seeing Lord Shiva sitting as if against him, then washed his hands and mouth, and cursed Shiva in the following words. The demigods are eligible to share in the oblations of sacrifice, but Shiva, who is the lowest of all the demigods, should not have a share. My dear Vidura, in spite of the request of all the members of the sacrificial assembly, in great anger, Daksha cursed Lord Shiva and then left the assembly and went back to his home. And upon understanding that Lord Shiva had been cursed, Nandishwar, one of Lord Shiva's principal associates, became greatly angry. Nandishwar's eyes became red, and he prepared to curse Daksha and all the Brahmanas present there who had tolerated Daksha's cursing Shiva in harsh words. Nandishwara thus spoke, "Anyone who has accepted Daksha as the most important personality and who has thus neglected Lord Shiva because of envy must be less intelligent. And because of visualizing in duality, such a person will be bereft of all transcendental knowledge. Kuta Dharmeshu, pretentiously religious householder life, in which one is Gramya Sukaichaya, attracted to material happiness, and thus also attracted to the superficial explanation of the Vedas, Vipanadi robs one of all intelligence and attaches one to fruitive activities as all in all. Thus, Daksha has accepted the body as all in all. Therefore, since he has the Smrita Atma Gati, forgotten the Vishnu Pad or Vishnu Gati, and is attached to sex life only, within a short time, Daksha will have the face of a goat. Those who have become as dull as matter by cultivating materialistic education and intelligence are nescently involved in fruitive activities. Such men have purposely insulted Lord Shiva. So may they continue in the cycle of repeated birth and death. May those who are Hara Dvisha, envious of Lord Shiva, being attracted by the flowery language of the enchanting Vedic promises, and who have thus become dull-headed, let them always remain attached to fruitive activities. These so-called brahmanas take to education, austerity, and vows only for the purpose of maintaining the body. So they shall now be devoid of discrimination between what to eat and what not to eat. And they will acquire money, begging from door to door, simply for the satisfaction of the body. Sage Maitreya then said, when all the hereditary brahmanas were thus cursed by Nandishwar, the sage Bhrigu, as a reaction, condemned the followers of Lord Shiva with this very strong brahmanical curse. One who takes a vow to satisfy Lord Shiva, or who follows such principles, will certainly become an atheist and be sat-shastra paripantana, diverted from transcendental scriptural injunctions. Those who vow to worship Lord Shiva are so foolish that they imitate Shiva by keeping long hair on their heads. When initiated into worship of Lord Shiva, they prefer to live on wine, flesh, and other such things. Since you worshippers of Lord Shiva blaspheme the Vedas and Brahmanas, who are actual followers of the Vedic principles, it is understood that you have already taken shelter of the doctrine of atheism. The Vedas give the eternal regulative principles for auspicious advancement in human civilization, which have been rigidly followed in the past. The Pramanam, strong evidence of this principle, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, who is called Janardhan, the well-wisher of all living entities. And so, by blaspheming the principles of the Vedas, which are the pure and supreme path of saintly persons, certainly you followers of Bhutapati, Lord Shiva, who is also known as Bhutarat, will descend to the standard of atheism without a doubt. The sage Maitreya continued, when such cursing and counter-cursing was thus going on between the followers of Lord Shiva and the party of Daksha and Bhrigu, Lord Shiva became very morose. Not saying anything, Lord Shiva left the arena of the sacrifice, followed by his disciples. O Vidura, all the progenitors of the universal population thus executed a sacrifice for thousands of years, for sacrifice is the best way to worship the Supreme Lord, Hari, the Personality of Godhead. The Lord is also known as Rishabha, the presiding deity of all demigods. And so, my dear Vidura, carrier of bows and arrows, all the demigods who were performing the sacrifice then took their bath at the confluence of the Ganga and Yamuna after completing the yajna sacrificial performance. Such a bath is called a Varbhrita Snan. After thus becoming purified in heart, everyone departed for their respective abodes. Recorded August 3, 2023, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Para Brahma Pida kuvalaya dalot phula nayano nivasi niladral nahita charano nanta shirasi vasanando radha sarasa vapur alingana sukho jagannatha swami nayana papagami bhavatu me jagannatha swami nayana papagami bhavatu me jagannatha swami nayana papagami bhavatu me. Lord Jagannath, whose eyes resemble full-blown lotus petals, is the ornament on the head of Lord Brahma. Jagannath resides on Neelachala Hill with his lotus feet placed on the heads of Anantadeva. Overwhelmed by the mellows of love, Jagannath joyfully embraces the body of Srimati Radha Thakurani, which is like a cool pond. May that Jagannatha Swami be the object of my vision. Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radhe. Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radhe. Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Gopal Radha Madan Gopal Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Gopal Radha Madan Gopal Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Gopal Radha Madan Gopal Radhe. Jaya Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Radhe. Jaya Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Radhe. Jaya Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radhe. Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe. Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe. Jaya Radha Gopinath Radha, Gopinath Radha. Jaya Radha, Damodar Radha, Damodar Radhe. Jaya Radha, Damodar Radha, Damodar Radhe. Jaya Radha, Damodar Radha, Damodar Radhe. Jaya Radha, Ramana Radha, Ramana Radhe. Jaya Radha, Ramana Radha, Ramana Radhe. Jaya Radha, Ramana Radha, Ramana Radhe. Jaya Radha, Giridhari Radha, Giridhari Radhe. Jaya Radha, Giridhari Radha, Giridhari Radhe. Jaya Radha, Giridhari Radha, Giridhari Radhe. Jaya Radha, Shyama Sundar Radha, Shyama Sundar Radhe. Jaya Radha, Shyama Sundar Radha, Shyama Sundar Radhe. Jaya Radha, Shyama Sundar Radha, Shyama Sundar Radhe. Jaya Radha, Banka Bihari Radha, Banka Bihari Radhe. Jaya Radha, Banka Bihari Radha, Banka Bihari Radhe. Jaya Radha, Banka Bihari Radha, Banka Bihari Radhe. Jaya Radha, Kanta Radha, Kanta Radhe. Jaya Radha, Kanta Radha, Kanta Radhe. Jaya Radha, Kanta Radha, Kanta Radhe. Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara, Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara, Nanda Kumara Madana Gopala, Madana Gopala Mohana Rupa, Mohana Rupa Nanda Kumara. Govinda Hari Gopala Hari, Gopala Hari Govinda Hari. Jaya Deva Hari, Jaya Prabhu Dina Dayala Hari. Jaya Rama Hari, Jaya Krishna Hari. Jaya Krishna Hari, Jaya Rama Hari. Jaya Jaya Deva Hari. Jaya Sachinandana Gaura Hari. Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari. Nithai Gauranga, Nithai Gauranga. Nithai Gauranga, Gaura Hari. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.